It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All I know is the players, you could even feel today that closer we're getting to playing a meaningful game, the energy level was real high at practice. I thought that all the drills we did were crisp, passing was good, and I don't know if the crowd is really going to play a factor, whether you're home or road team. I think this group as a whole is just really ready to get at it.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, we talked to him yesterday?
Yesterday.
All right.
Got your days of the week clock right
I
there.
Do,
right?
I do. I just didn't remember if it was Tuesday or Wednesday to Lindy. We talked to Lindy from Prague yesterday. We've got a new board in here. We're debuting the consecutive days we talked to someone in Prague. Two. We're going to find somebody tomorrow. Brian Koziel is in Prague following the Sabres. He's at the O2 Arena. Is that right, Brian? The O2 Arena in Prague?
Yes, guys. It is the O2 Arena and a beautiful building. Seats about 18,000, and if people want to get like kind of a good view of it, I just tweeted out a video. Sabres are on the ice actually as we're talking right now. Mm-hmm. They're on the ice here, let's see, till 2:15 Prague time, so that would be what, 8:15 your time. They'll be on the, so they're on the ice right now, but a lot of youth hockey teams from the area here in Prague are in the stands cheering and chanting. So I was hearing that soundbite you just played about Lindy Ruff. I'm guessing we're going to get a lot of cheering and chanting because the kids are doing it right now while the Sabres are just practicing and throwing the puck around.
Nice. How's the city? How are you loving it? How's the trip?
It's good. It was really smooth coming over. Flew out of Toronto, got here, and walked around a little. The Prague Castle, I know, is on the must-see list here for some of my sightseeing later today, which I walked by. So I'm going to do that after done here at O2 Arena. But, yeah, it kind of reminds me of just some of the other European cities that I've been to. A lot of obviously public transportation all over the place, but I've seen, I would say, a dozen or so Sabre people, you know, jerseys, hats, stuff. I saw a whole group from New Jersey at the plane when I was getting off of the plane, like walking off. They must have had like a group tour or something like that. So there's definitely people that have made the trip for. I think because it's two games makes it kind of worthwhile to go for here. I think if it was one, it would be maybe, you know, I'm sure still some would go. But because it's two and it's a Friday, Saturday, it kind of makes it easier if people want to come here. It gives you a reason. Maybe you'd never go to Prague, but now, you know, now you got a reason to go.
Brian Koziel joining us on the Western Hotline. He's from Prague here. Brian, what's right for expectations? Brian's, by the way, if you're not familiar, he's the post-game host of the Buffalo Sabres broadcast, also hosts Tee to Green as we're winding down fall golf season. But Brian, what's the right expectation to have for this team? I mean, they had a great preseason. It went about as good as you could possibly ask for it to go. And they're healthy, knock on wood. Some teams have suffered some big injuries. So what is the right expectation for Lindy Ruff and the change he can bring to this franchise?
Yeah, it's tough to try to, like, calm down the good expectations and the good vibes that we got from the preseason, because there were so many things on the ice that went well, even though, and this is where I'll temper some of it, we never saw the Sabres NHL group versus another NHL group. The first two games that they played back in Buffalo against Pittsburgh and Columbus, it was essentially their minor league group. You know, maybe one or two NHLers that you'd recognize, but mostly their AHL group. And the Sabres dominated those games. But that's all they could do is go out and play well. And then, of course, they played the team in Munich last Friday and dominated that game. So we haven't really seen the Sabres NHL group versus another NHL group yet. However, I guess what I think has been the kind of the constant theme through every game, even with the Sabres AHL group, is that we're seeing tendencies of Lindy's Ruffs making impressions already, and that is with players around the net, players winning one-on-one battles, players playing with a faster pace, much more movement on the power play. Some of these things that I feel like last year that we really, really had at the top of the list of why this team struggled, it seems like at least that's been a constant, and it was with the NHL group and it was with the AHL group. So that must have been obviously the theme and the focus of what Lindy's training camp was all about, because I was probably, you know, seeing so many goals scored around the net. That's something we didn't see a lot of last year, a lot of perimeter passing, especially on the power play. And I feel like that's been maybe the overwhelming, if I was going to make a blanket statement trend about the preseason, is that they're working hard, they're playing with pace, but, man, they are around the net and they're ready to pounce on anything that comes near them.
Yeah. Brian, when Don Granato took over, it was like it was good for everyone, right? Like, he unlocked seven different players from what they had been doing before. With Lindy's style in mind and around the net, middle of the ice, like you just talked about, like who do you envision that's going to be good for? Like that might unlock Lindy's different way of playing the game versus what they had been doing before. Who is that going to be good for?
Well, I guess I'll start with probably the player that maybe was most disappointing offensively last year, and that was Dylan Cousins, because I think he's a guy that's not afraid to do exactly what you were just describing. And while he's definitely talented to score goals, because we've seen it, I think he can find himself getting his totals up very easily just by kind of taking that mentality of being around the net. So I'll start with Cousins there. Tage Thompson, we know 2 years ago when he went almost near 50 goals, he got a ton of them on the power play, and obviously a lot of them with that one-timer from the circle. And, you know, the players have said it, Lindy Ruff has said it, like, look, the days of just trying to feed Tage for two straight minutes on the power play, like, that's done. Teams know about that. They've taken that away. And Thompson may not necessarily always be on the circle. So I think, you know, maybe him in front of the net, he's a bigger body. Use some of his hand-eye coordination and skill. So I think maybe we'll see a little bit of that from Thompson, too. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Brian.
Well, enjoy the trip.
Yeah. Lindy's a little more coy with this than others. Do you think we'll see both goalies in the next two games?
So
does that depend how well Luukkonen plays in the first one?
Yeah. I wonder if, you know, I don't think this is a piece of, well, this is a great experience, let's give them each a game because we're here for the global series. I think Lindy's going to play it like who's going to give him the best chance to win. So, you know, if Luukkonen has a, what do we want to say, kind of an easier night on Friday, then you could argue to bring him back on Saturday. Because the season is fresh, they haven't played a game in a week, and even in that game, he only played half. So, I mean, literally in a week and a half, he's played about 30 minutes of hockey. So, I got to think if Luukkonen plays well and he doesn't have to make like 45 saves, I got to think that the door would be open for him to play both.
I was wondering that about with Kulik in mind. Like, would they try to get him in one of the two games because it's his home country and he might play his whole career and not have another opportunity to play in a game there. But, you know, like you just kind of said, it doesn't feel like that approach is being taken. It is more like, all right, this is the regular season. Like, we got to go here.
Yeah, and I think too. I mean, this is, I don't know. I'm totally grasping at a straw here, but if this was a different, if this franchise was in a different spot, maybe that argument holds more water.
Yeah,
I just think with, hey, this team has gotten off to such bad starts so many years in a row. There's so much pressure for them not to get eliminated by Thanksgiving. I got to think every decision right now is all about what gives them the best chance to win. Yeah. I think Kulik playing is a great story, of course, with it being here and giving Devin Levi the experience to participate. If he thinks, the, you know, whatever the best lineup is that he thinks to win, I think that's what Lindy's going to go with.
Brian Koziel from Prague. All right, Brian, if you could find someone that we could have on the show tomorrow so we could have three straight days of someone from Prague on, that'd be great. I don't know who it's going to be.
Is Kotalik around? Who's around?
Jarl Spacek.
So who was just in the hallway when I was walking up to the radio booth area? Ryan Miller is here. So
right. Yeah, I saw.
That's interesting.
He was taking pictures with fans, but I hadn't seen like the Sabres say anything about him being there, like in an official capacity. But
yeah, I didn't expect that I would of the people that might be here. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have guessed him to make this trip, but yeah, he is here.
That's new Sabres Alumni Plaza mural figure. Ryan Miller.
Right in the middle, too.
Yeah. Was he on it before?
No.
He was not, right?
Yeah, he had to have been, right?
Yeah, you're right. He might have been one of those. Okay, fair enough. All right.
You golfing
there?
I got
to think he would.
You golf in Prague?
Oh, I am not golfing.
Have you seen the
clubs.
Have you seen a golf course?
I have not yet.
Okay.
But I will search it out. I would assume there has to be something close. Yeah. I wonder how...
I don't know what the golf scene's like in Czechia.
Let me tell you, Brian. Fall golf right now is peak. We are living a good life right now.
Yeah.
This is so. As soon as you hit October 1st, then the official unofficial leaf rule kicks in.
I think
is the date.
That's right.
What's the leaf rule? The leaf rule. Like if you lose.
If you lose your tee shot, but everybody in the group is for sure saying it lands right here, and essentially what is a pile of leaves.
Okay.
Then
you're good to free drop. Okay.
Yes. So Golf Digest actually did a story about this. If anybody wants to read it, our T to Green handle, T to G Buffalo, I retweeted it from there. There actually is a story of how, like, legitimately that you can make it part of the rules that, it, you know, because of the condition, I think it's called course current conditions or something along those lines, where you can make an argument that it actually is a free drop.
Well, Brian, you know me. I'll make the argument that we call it the gallery rule, that this should be a rule all the time for amateurs. If the group agrees, then you get a drop because we don't have television cameras finding our ball for us, and we don't have spotters out there. Why should I be at a disadvantage?
I agree. No. Unfortunately, we're not good enough to have spotted team cameras. We got to keep working to get better.
That's right. All right, Brian. Well, thanks very much. We'll be listening and excited for the Sabres season to begin.
Yeah, we're looking forward to tomorrow. Just if I can get two more seconds here. Tomorrow we'll have pregame at noon Buffalo time on GR, and Paul Hamilton, Pat Malacar will be with me, and then of course we'll get you up to face off with Dan and Rob. But I'll be doing intermissions, pregame, postgame here, and they've got a. They've got the radio booths, us and New Jersey Radio, right? We're right next to each other here. We're essentially like at the top of what will be the 100 level at KeyBank Center, so the view is spectacular.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys.
All right,
talk to you tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, Brian Koziel on the Wester Hotline from Prague. When we get back, building the Bills, and at 8 o'clock, I want to play the Devontae Adams clip that Sal talked about, how he said my standard's not winning losses, it's greatness. Because it's a full minute 25. I want to hear what he had to say, because maybe the question is, would the Bills think this is the kind of person that could fit in with them? The Adams advisory continues. The reporting is the Bills have inquired and that he would come here as one of the teams he would play for. Is that all just posturing? Quite possibly. Jeremy and Joe, your phone calls if you want to get a thought on this, 803-0550 on WGR.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.